BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Right, first priority of survival is shelter. So let's crack on and collect some branches and debris.
Okay.
You take the bucksaw and I'll have the folding one.
Righto.
You okay, Fallon?
Not really. If I'm absolutely honest, I nearly pulled out of today.
Oh.
But in the end, I didn't want to let you down.
If you're not well...
No, it's not that.
I can manage with just Joy if I have to. She'll be along any minute.
I know.
Obviously, it wouldn't be the same.
I'm not ill or anything.
Is it Harrison?
Sorry, broken record.
Oh, gosh. You seem so much happier at the weekend.
Yeah, after my big reset. I had high hopes and he seemed better. And I thought, you know, we'd turned a corner.
But you haven't.
Yesterday was awful.
Your birthday?
I discovered he'd done something... Well, I couldn't forgive him for it.
You don't have to tell me if you don't want to.
No, it's... He said some prayers with Alan.
Some prayers?
Well, I know it doesn't sound like much, but I didn't know, and I found out by accident again, and... Anyway, I don't want to go on about it.
No, well... Look, I'm pleased you've managed to make it. Out here, I mean.
Me too.
It might do you a lot of good. Being in nature, it's proven to be a great stress reliever.
So I've heard... Yeah. Day in the woods is probably just what I need.
Oh, where has that blessed email gone? Come in.
It's me, Auntie Lillian.
Alice! Oh, what are you doing knocking?
Can I come in?
Oh, darling, of course you can. Oh, come here. Oh, sit down, darling, sit down.
I didn't want to interrupt.
Don't be silly. It's so good to see you.
Thank you.
How are you?
Well...
Did you have a nice time in London?
Not nice, exactly.
Well, no.
But it got me away from Ambridge for a bit, which is what I needed.
And are you back for good, as it were?
That depends. My court hearing's tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yep.
Goodness, that's quick.
Yeah. So I've really been trying not to drink.
Good for you.
A couple of days now. I know that's not long.
One day at a time. Isn't that what they say?
Adam's been brilliant. Pretty much dragged me to the doctors and she's given me a prescription that should ease things a bit, I hope.
And have you seen Martha?
Oh, yes. Chris has organised that we spend some family time together every day.
That's very important.
Given what's happened, he's been absolutely amazing.
He's a good man.
It's really reminded me what I'll lose if I don't stay sober. Although that could all be taken out of my hands soon.
Oh, Alice.
The worst case scenario, I could go to jail. For a long time.
Darling, I'm sure it won't come to that.
Well, I don't know. Certainly not impossible.
Hello, you two.
Morning.
You look like you're in a good mood.
I am that, Kirsty.
Joy by name, joy by nature.
And you can thank Mick for it.
Oh, that's great.
Don't come knocking when the motorhome's rocking,
if you get my meaning.
Oh, good for you.
So, is it just the three of us then?
There it is.
Very select bunch.
Well, I did originally discuss the idea with Roy.
Oh, I bet he'd have been all for it.
Oh, he was. He'd definitely have come along if he was around.
But he's on holiday, isn't he? Mick's been having to deal a lot with Oliver Sterling.
Oh, of course.
Bulgaria, yes?
That's right.
And lovely though this piece of woodland is, it can't really compete.
No, fair enough.
I did try to recruit Paul, you know, from the vets.
He's a lovely boy.
Yeah, a bit too fond of his creature comforts for this, though.
Where's his sense of adventure?
Well, I'm glad you've got yours.
Oh, aye. I'm always up for a new experience, me. So, what's on the agenda?
Okay, so as I was saying to Fallon, first we're going to build a simple lean-to shelter using natural materials. Then we're going to make a fire, ideally practicing primitive techniques.
Ooh, rub two sticks together, you mean?
Something like that. And once we've got a brew on, we'll have a crack at a couple of bushcraft projects.
Sounds great!
Have you ever made bramble cordage?
Thank you for calling in, Alice. I know it can't have been easy for you.
No, it hasn't.
What time's your court case tomorrow?
I've got to be there for 10 o'clock.
Would you like someone to go with you?
Adam's taking me.
Well, I could come too. Moral support.
No, that's lovely of you, Auntie Lillian, but I've already put you through far too much. Things must have been really difficult here.
Well, at least with the Strangles we haven't been running lessons. Everyone's been mucking in. Literally sometimes.
Yeah.
Morning. Oh, this is a surprise, Alice.
Hello, Justin.
Alice has just popped in for a little catch-up.
Back from London, then?
Yeah, for a few days now.
I see. And have you brought Alice up to date with developments here?
Well, I was just saying how everyone's mucking in, like you, today. Justin, you've kindly offered to check over the staff contracts, haven't you?
Yes, just making sure they're all tickety-boo.
Anyway, Alice, it's been very good to see you, but I expect you've got things you need to get on with.
No.
Well, seeing Martha, perhaps?
Not until later. Although I was incredibly nervous about coming here. Now that I have, I feel very relieved.
That's good.
It's made me realise how much I missed the place.
And we've missed you, of course.
So, while I'm here, maybe I could help out a little?
Help out?
Well, there must be a few chores I could do.
Well, no, not really. To be honest, we've got it all covered.
Good morning. Hello, Alice.
Hi.
Back then.
Yeah, just visiting.
What is it, Jacob?
I wanted to give you a quick update on Duke.
Oh.
I've just checked the stitching on the tracheostomy tube, and so far the progress
I'm sorry, what?
Well, I've just checked the stitching.
Yeah, I heard you. Sorry, I mean, well, I had no idea things had got so serious with him.
Yes, we had a bit of a crisis on Tuesday which required surgical intervention.
Oh, Auntie Lillian, why didn't you tell me?
Well, I didn't want to worry you.
All the time I've been sitting here.
I knew you'd be upset.
But I've got to see him.
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
No, I have to.
You would have to follow all the biosecurity protocols.
Yeah, I don't mind. I'll do anything. Where is he?
Well, we put him in isolation.
Look, Carlotta is due here any minute.
I know.
It would be a lot simpler just to share our thinking with Alice.
No, not yet. She's starting to make some steps with her recovery, but she's still very fragile. And this news about Duke has clearly been a blow for her.
Nonetheless...
We mustn't set her back.
Isn't that all the more reason?
I don't want her to know we're talking to potential managers.
Well, she'll have to know sooner or later.
But only when we've found someone we're absolutely happy with. Oh. Otherwise, we'll be giving her a lot of heartache for nothing.
Oh, all right, then.
You agree?
Well, let's just see how it goes with Carlotta, shall we?
I can see why Fallon wanted a rest.
It's hard work, the bow drill. If we don't get an ember soon, I do have an alternative way of getting some tinder going.
Blowtorch?
A bit more primitive than that.
Any joy, Joy?
I'm having no more luck than you did.
Oh, well, I'm glad it wasn't just me.
Okay, let's go for plan B. Where's the birch bark we collected earlier?
There you go.
Right, what we do, put the bark nice and flat... And with our knife, we gently scrape off the surface. Mm-hmm. Oh, see that dust and those little shavings?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we need.
Right.
And do you want to go, Joy?
All right.
Oh, gently.
Roy doesn't know what he's missing, does he?
Well, thunder this is. I can't see him swapping it for a time with Lexi.
Oh, it's a shame they split up. I know it was complicated, her having Adam and Ian's baby.
Putting it mildly...
But they did seem well-suited.
Well, maybe now it's in the past, things will be a bit simpler.
Ooh, you think love is in the air again?
Oh, who knows? Okay, that's probably enough. Right, we're going to use this ferro rod to make a spark.
Thank you. So, might this trip lead to something more permanent, do you think?
Well, good for them if it does. I only get an offer from Eric on high days and holidays. Right, you're going to use the back of the knife.
Super romantic, isn't it? Flying to another country.
Like in a movie.
Can be hard to get that sort of thing right, though. Big gestures are all very well, but if they go wrong, you can really embarrass yourself.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, rest the tip of the rod by the shavings.
Like this?
Hold the back of the knife on the rod and push it down hard to make a spark. Again. Yes! It's caught!
Oh. Fire! I've made fire!
You poor boy. Oh, you poor, poor thing.
I know it might appear upsetting, but without it, he wouldn't have been able to breathe.
Oh, no, I know. I know that, Jakob. You saved his life.
Well, he isn't out of the woods yet. But the operation considerably eased his discomfort, and he's progressing steadily, if slowly.
I owe you a huge debt of gratitude.
Simply doing my job.
No, I don't mean just for looking after Duke. I mean before, covering for me.
Oh.
I know it probably caused you a lot of trouble. But I'm so grateful. You're a good friend and a great vet.
Well, thank you. And you've been a very good stables manager, Alice. Any replacement will have big shoes to fill.
Replacement?
Oh.
What do you mean, replacement?
Pour it all over the embers.
Seems a shame to put it out.
There's some more water here.
Oh, you too then, Joy. Oh.
Right you are.
Now, grab a stick each and really mix it all together. And if we were wild camping, we'd grab handfuls of this mud now and throw it into the undergrowth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then cover up the site of the fire with leaf litter and twigs and stuff.
Leave no trace.
But because this is one of our regular fire circles, that'll be fine. Just hold your hand above it now.
Like this?
What do you feel?
Nothing.
No heat?
No.
Perfect. That's it then. Hmm? Oh. We're all done.
Oh. Seems a shame to leave the place.
You're welcome to come back any time.
I feel like I've been on holiday.
Well, then we're actually not far from the village green.
It's been a wonderful day, Kirsty.
Well, thank you for taking part so enthusiastically.
You're welcome.
Makes me feel like fresh starts.
I know what you mean.
Things are really good with Mick now, but I could still be more open with him.
Hmm. And I'm going to put myself out there a bit more.
Oh, good for you. Oh, I'm just going to go and grab me handcrafted spatula.
Maybe we'll do a spoon next time.
That'd be good.
And how about you, Fallon? How are you feeling?
Oh, much better than I did this morning.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
As we've been working, I've been doing a lot of thinking.
Yeah?
I really need to sort things out with Harrison.